Good afternoon. Welcome into another edition of Talk of the Town. I am Jason Allen, and today I am joined by Lisa Lopovetsky as we are here to talk about the murder mystery dinner from the St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church. And Lisa is actually the murder mystery writer of this play. And first off, just thank you for being here with us today on Talk of the Town.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. And I think this is the first time I have ever interviewed somebody who has written a play. So I'm really kind of interested to dig into that a little bit. But first off, is this the first time you've written a play? How many plays have you written?
I've written plays that are full length. But as far as the mystery theaters, I've written 31 of them.
Wow.
I've been doing them for about 25 years.
How did you get into that?
Actually, I got into it because a friend of mine wrote a little mystery theater that she had her friends come in and do at her house. And it was a lot of fun, and we enjoyed it and so forth. And somebody said to me afterwards, gee, you should try writing one of those. You're a writer. And I thought, well, yeah, okay, I can do that. So I started writing them for my friends, and we'd have parties. And then somebody said, you could sell these, you know. And I thought, yeah, I could. I could go into business. So that's kind of how I got started doing it professionally.
So do you only do murder mysteries anymore, or what type of other plays do you do?
I write full-length plays. I've written a couple of courtroom dramas that were commissioned by, one was by Brookville and one was by Ridgeway. I write books, I write plays, I write poetry. I'm just generally a professional writer.
So is that how you got into the writing plays? You started with books and poetry.
Yeah.
Do you have any poems that really speak to you that maybe you have memorized that you could recite for us?
I don't memorize them. I
really?
Have friends that do, and they can spout them, and it's beautiful, and my mind is a sieve. I can't remember things like so sorry about that.
That's all right. Now, how did the St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church get in contact with you about getting together on this play?
That's a good question. I don't know where they got my name. I think somebody on their committee has been to other mystery dinner theaters that I've done. I do one annually for the Humane Society at the Moose, and so I think somebody went to one of those and thought, gee, this would be a good fundraiser for us, and then contacted me.
So what is the name of the play? I guess we ought to know that.
It's a St. Valentine's Murder.
St. Valentine's Murder. Very fitting for St. Valentine's Day. Maybe not a lot of people know that, but do you know any of the history of St. Valentine's?
I know it was a pretty violent thing. You know, a lot of killing and maiming and things that I like to write about. So I don't really know a lot about the history of it, but it's pretty grim, I know.
Yeah, that's about what I know. It's ironic now that we consider it the day of love, but love and hate, I guess, are
go hand in hand.
They go hand in hand. So what is the plot line of the play then, besides somebody gets murdered?
Yeah, somebody gets murdered. There's a setup, there's a scenario that it takes place at a ski lodge called the Red Herring Inn. And there are people the suspects are all people who are guests at the Red Herring Inn for the ski weekend. And at the beginning of the mystery, the suspects come in and they have arguments and so forth, and then at some point somebody dies and then is carried out, and then we start the clues and people can ask questions.
Now, the red herring, isn't that a writing term?
Yeah, it's a mystery writing term. It's Red herring is a clue in a book that doesn't have anything to do with the real mystery, but it sounds like a clue. So I use the red herring in. I have one that takes place on a ship, and I call it the poisson rouge, which is red herring.
The red herring.
So yeah. I just sort of interject that intermittently in my mystery dinner theaters because I think it's funny.
Yeah, so kind of throwing people off a little bit. I mean, I heard that term, and yeah, I knew it was a writing term, and I figured that maybe you could expand on that a little bit. So a little bit of a mystery going on. Of course, it is a murder mystery dinner. So what then will this benefit for the church?
It goes into their building fund, this money. They just got new doors, and now they want to pave the parking lot and fix their steps. They have some problems with their steps, and they have some other things in the kitchen that need fixed. They need fire extinguishers and so forth.
Okay.
So that's kind of what they're going to use the money for.
So into the building fund, and then they have the discretion to use it for their building,
right.
Of course, however they want. How long is the play?
They usually last about 2.5 to 3 hours. It's a whole evening. Because the clues are divulged between courses of dinner. So it's the whole evening. You have a course of dinner, and then you have a series of clues, and then you have another course, and then you have a series of clues. So it takes the whole evening.
Okay. I like that. So dinner isn't, you get down, you get there, and you eat dinner right away, and then you have the play afterward.
Yeah.
It is dinner throughout the evening during the play, so you can kind of stagger. You can eat more that way too.
Right. Also, it's audience involvement, which is unusual for one of these.
I was going to say, how does an audience get involved with a murder mystery?
There are clues planted in the audience so that they divulge those secrets intermittently throughout the evening.
Is there a prize if somebody figures out who the murderer is?
I think they're having prizes. When I was at the last meeting, they were sort of talking back and forth about what they're going to do as far as prizes. So I'm not quite sure exactly what they're doing.
Now, what time does this start?
It starts at, well, the doors open, I think, at 5:30, and it actually starts at 6:30.
Okay. Well, we have a brochure right in front of us. I had information that it started at 6, maybe, or the doors open at 6 and dinner was at 6:30.
Yeah, the dinner is at 6:30. I know that.
Okay.
Okay.
So show up at 6, you're still there a half an hour before dinner starts.
Right.
And that's
a
pretty good time. So this is going to go then until 9?
Probably around 9 or 9:30.
Yeah. Wow. Now, how long does it take you to write something that lasts that long?
I've had people ask me that, so I sat and figured it out one time how long it took me to write one, and it takes me about 50 hours to write one, which is, I don't sit down for 50 hours and write, but...
What? Come on!
No, I go to the bathroom sometimes. It takes me time partly because... I have to figure out who did it. First, I have to figure out what was done, you know, how the murder takes place, because I don't like to do it off stage. People like to see somebody die. So I like to have murders that can happen where the audience can see it. So that takes some time to figure out something different to do with that. And then I have to figure out who gets killed, and I have to figure out why and who done it, and then I...
So you kind of work backward.
Yeah, I work backward from the end, yeah.
So somebody's going to be killed on stage, mm-hmm. The audience is going to see that,
right?
Yet they're not going to know who the killer was. They won't be able to see who the killer was.
Right.
Wow, now I'm very intrigued.
Yeah.
Is it just one show that they're putting on?
Yeah, just one.
And it's happening at the Johnsonburg Fire Hall, is that correct?
Right. And it's Saturday, February 11th.
Saturday. I better write that down. Saturday, February 11th at 6 o'clock at the Johnsonburg Fire Hall. And do you know what the cost is?
It's $25 a person.
$25. That includes dinner and the show.
Dinner and the show, yeah.
And where can somebody get tickets for that?
Tickets are available at the usual outlets. In St. Mary's, it's the Village Peddler. Mm-hmm. And in Ridgeway, it's Cliffy's and the Prescription Center. In Johnsonburg, it's the Borough Building, the Johnsonburg Press, the Johnsonburg Municipal Authority, and also the church itself. Wilcox Public Library has tickets, and Emporium, the library, the Brown Library and Emporium has tickets.
Okay.
So there are a lot of outlets.
Yeah, no excuse for not being there, I guess.
Right.
You can get tickets anywhere. Is there a limited number of tickets?
I don't think so, because the fire hall is so big that, you know, they're hoping, I mean, it would be nice to fill it, you know, but they're hoping to get at least, 100 or 200 people there, you know.
So you mentioned that you've done some plays that have been performed around here in the past. Do you have mm-hmm. any of the titles of those that maybe somebody would recognize? That, hey, I saw that play. Maybe I want to go to another one.
I just did one last year. Well, actually, the year before, it was an Egyptian theme for the Humane Society at the Moose. I can't remember the title of it. Well,
maybe that'll give somebody a good start on the Egyptian theme.
The last one I did one called The Art of Murder, which was an art show.
Interesting.
And actually, they had paintings there by Grover Slater and Pete Winklebauer to show, you know, as if it were a gallery. That was kind of neat. I've done mysteries on ships. I've done mysteries in other communities, various ones. I have the one I did for the Moose just this past year was the Sinister Seance. And there was actually a seance, and then somebody died during the seance, and the lights went out, and all that.
Sounds like something Edgar Allan Poe would write.
Yeah.
Now, got a question for you here. Have you ever thought about taking a role in one of your plays?
I do, actually.
Wow. Okay.
I serve as a detective.
In this one?
In most of them.
In most of them.
Because that way I can kind of keep things moving smoothly. Mm. You know, if the questions don't come out the way they're supposed to or whatever, I'm there to fix it. Or if the suspects can't remember their answer to the clue, I'm there to sort of help them, you know. I've had other people take the role of detective, and it hasn't worked out very well. So I usually do it.
How long has the cast been rehearsing for this?
For a couple of weeks now. We have 3 rehearsals usually.
A week?
No, just 3.
Oh, just 3 total?
Total 3.
Wow.
Because what we do is we rehearse the beginning part where the person's going to die, and then we rehearse the answers to the questions that the audience is going to ask. And I don't want it to get too pat. So I just have them sort of answer. It's almost improv, you know, when they do it, you know, so that it isn't, well, I have learned these lines and here are my lines.
Okay.
You know.
So it's not necessarily sticking to a script. And
right. Yeah, there's no script.
Okay.
Yeah, they just have they get a dossier with their secrets, and it tells them what their deep dark secrets are.
Hmm.
And then as the clues are asked, they reveal parts of their secrets.
Very interesting. That's I'm getting more and more intrigued as we continue to talk about this, because I was picturing a cast, you know, sticking to their script
play,
and going going through their lines and their plays. And now I, you know, if it's kind of improv, I guess I can really understand why you take the role of detective in case somebody gets a little sidetracked there. Who Who's in the play? Do you have any names?
Yeah, I can give you a list of names. My husband, Howard Lepovetsky, is in it. Donna Berquist from Ridgeway is in it. Julie Bomba, who is also from Ridgeway, is in it. Chris Cronenwetter from St. Mary's. Heather Conrad from St. Mary's. Bree Pursley from St. Mary's. Grover Slater from Kersey. And Betsy Healy from St. Mary's.
Sounds like it should be a good time. Let's talk about the dinner menu, of course. Dinner's a big ticket item. Everyone loves to get a good dinner. Do you know what's on the menu?
I know vaguely what's on the menu. There's a beef, and I believe it's Swiss steak. And then there's a chicken roll-up of some kind.
Ooh, sounds good to me.
And it's a sit-down dinner, so you get both of those. It's not a buffet. And there's a salad, and then there's a dessert.
Well, right. If the dinner goes throughout the evening, I would assume there are multiple courses
right.
to the dinner, which always makes me very happy. let's recap. When is it? Where is it? Who does it benefit? And the cost, where to get tickets?
Okay. The title of the mystery is A St. Valentine's Day Murder. It's benefiting the St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church in Johnsonburg. It's on Saturday, February 11th, to sort of celebrate Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. And it's at the Johnsonburg Fire Hall.
So not at the church, at the fire hall.
It's
we want to make
right,
sure we get that out.
It's not at the church, right. And the tickets are $25 a ticket.
And where can you get the tickets again? Give us a couple places.
Cliffy's in Ridgeway and the Village Peddler in St. Mary's. And then several outlets in Johnsonburg, the Borough Building, the Press, and the Municipal Authority, and, of course, the church.
Lisa, I wish you the best of luck. It sounds like it's going to be a really fun play to be a part of, for you to be a part of, and for the audience to come and see, enjoy dinner, and enjoy the show. Saturday, February 11th at the Johnsonburg Fire Hall. Get your tickets and go enjoy the show. Thanks for joining us today on Talk of the Town.
Thank you. I appreciate it.